In the 2012 Miller v. Alabama case, the courts decided that it is unconstitutional to give mandatory sentences of life without parole to a juvenile. In 2016, it was further decided in Montgomery v. Louisiana that the 2012 decision be made retroactive. Therefore, all former juveniles who were sentenced to life without parole must be resentenced. I'm Casey Chafin.
And I'm Matt Vogel. Currently in PA, there are roughly 500 of these former juveniles who needed resentencing. But why so many? 37 of them are in Allegheny County, and just over 300 are in the Philadelphia area, according to public source.
Most of these crimes took place in the 90s. This seems to coincide with other trends, such as the fact that death sentences were becoming more common as well. Bruce Ledowitz, a law professor at Duquesne University, served as secretary of the National Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty from 1985 to 1990. We spoke with him to get a snapshot of the legal environment around this time.
Almost all death penalties in Pennsylvania come from Philadelphia. Who was the DA in Philadelphia? Because unlike the DAs in Pittsburgh, in Allegheny County, the district attorneys traditionally in Philadelphia ask for the death penalty all the time. Generally speaking, that does not happen in Allegheny County.
Ledowitz continued with a second reason for this spike. In contrast to eastern Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania has higher union numbers, a larger Catholic population, and less racial tension. These factors, as Ledowitz described, led to a more compassionate district attorney.
Wes Oliver, the director of the criminal justice program at Duquesne University, added to this. He described the 1990s as a time where judges were giving longer sentences while we actually saw the number of trials decrease. This was aided by the fact that more people took plea bargains.
This changed what the normal sentence for a given crime would be. And as Oliver summed it up, quote, "No one puts a robber on a scale and goes, oh yeah, this looks like 7 years," end quote. So how do these changes affect juveniles who are being sentenced in the 1990s?
So the categories of life without parole include juveniles when they're tried as adults, and does not include juveniles when they're not tried as adults. And that was the distinction. And if every juvenile was tried as a juvenile, there never would be life without parole for juveniles, because there's no authorization of a life sentence in the juvenile system. So in other words, the decision to try in a homicide case a juvenile as an adult is the decision to give that person life without parole if the person is convicted.
So we wanted to know how exactly this decision is made.
I believe in every case there will be a hearing on the issue of trying the juvenile as an adult. The only difference is, I think there's a presumption. So in non-homicide cases, you may start off as a juvenile and the burden may be on the prosecution to move in court, make a motion that you be tried as an adult. I think in some categories of homicide, the presumption might go the other way, in which you're presumed to be tried as an adult and the motion has to be to try you as a juvenile.
We looked it up and found an article by Kathleen Mikon, an associate professor at the Northwestern School of Law. She said there are three ways to decide if a juvenile will be moved to adult court. Either the prosecutor can request it, the judge can decide to move it, or in some states like Pennsylvania, certain crimes will automatically be moved to adult court.
So, we have seen this recent change in the courts, where juveniles cannot be given life without parole as part of the Eighth Amendment, or what is defined as cruel and unusual punishment. However, this definition has changed over the years and will most likely continue to do so. We'll leave you with an idea from Wes Oliver, who described cruel and unusual punishment as only a matter of what the norm does. So with this wave of resentencing in Pennsylvania, will we begin to see a reshaping of the norm? As of now, we don't have an answer, but we look forward to finding out in the coming months and years.